his mouth, tasting freedom while he just been calling back. Oh, I was waiting for you to call me.
What would I call you? Fat?
Start the show. Go.
Hey, yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo.
Cool.
What, do you expect something else? Do you expect something more?
More? No, I never expect more from you. Mm. Except dinner.
Mm. More dinner's good.
More dinner. You know, actually, on Friday, I was by myself, and so I went to McDonald's because I saw a commercial for something called the McLobster.
What the hell?
And, yeah, McLobster. So I'm like, fuck, I have to do this. And they didn't have it anyway at the McDonald's that I was at. Maybe just in the States.
Canada, it's probably in the States, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so I got a quarter pounder meal and McNuggets. And they gave me two quarter pounder meals, so I ate them both. Like, what was there?
And that made you think of me?
It did. And don't do that, people. So the listeners, don't eat two quarter pounder meals and 10 chicken McNuggets in one sitting. It's not good.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Anyway, wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Summerfest. What's going to happen at it?
What's going to happen at the Summerfest? We had the Go Home Raw.
God, it made me want to go home. If I had been in the arena, I would,
really?
Like, let's get up and go home.
See, again, let's just take away the generic, we're going to bitch about 3-hour show out of this.
Yeah.
I thought as a go home show for the matches, I thought it was great.
I think as a go-home show for one match, it was great, and then there was something else that happened that took away from it.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that. But
let's call up here. You have do you have the Summerfest card in front of you?
No, I can pull that up, though.
All right. You pull that up. I'm going to be pulling something else up.
Really? Oh, put that away.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get that on camera.
You could go blind. So should we, you know what, it's really actually,
Jesus, it's like pulling out a piece of taffy.
And yeah, salt water. It's cold. But the thing is, we would be remiss, actually, if, like, we're talking about SummerSlam, and that's actually, we should apologize, because that is very, selfish of us, because we're going to be watching SummerSlam, and I think that's probably why we're going to be talking about it. But really, we need to be talking about what the world is talking about, and what everybody, quite frankly, really cares about. Mm-hmm. What did you think, Mo, about the G1 climax?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing to you. Really, since we're all of three people outside of Japan care about the G1 climax tournament, let's spend the next 90 minutes talking about it.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, in a related story, I went over on your mom in the G-Spot Climax tournament.
You did?
Yeah. 3 seconds.
Yeah, I believe the 3 seconds. I thought you asked for 5.
It's what I did. I'm the man who demand the 5. But here it is. Okay.
All right.
Pre-show match. Dean Ambrose against the ghost of Andre the Giant.
Mm.
No.
I wish.
Someone That'd who moves be just as fast. Someone who moves just as fast. Rob Van Dam.
Yeah. Of course, this is booked by Rob Van Dam winning a battle royal on Raw that was pretty obvious he was going to win.
Yeah,
I don't know. Rob Van Dam. The rose is already off the bloom. He's just another guy, right?
Or the bloom is off the rose.
Yeah. Well, no. The rose is off the bloom.
Right. A-Train?
Yeah.
Matt Bloom. But I do think that... See, the only thing I liked about this Well, not the only thing.
Well,
but...
no, but I mean, he's just they've managed to do what TNA did. He's just another guy. He was popular on Monday, but he's just another
here. It is. And this is what you get. Did the WWE manage to do what TNA did, or is that what Rob Van Dam should be?
No, it is what Rob Van Dam should be, but only after you've maximized his drawing potential one time.
Yeah.
Maybe two times, right? So one time is the money in the bank, and then there's one time after that. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometime over the next whatever, however long he's there, he'll get a main event spot at a pay-per-view. He'll get a spot against, you know, Randy Orton or Daniel Bryan or something like that in a title. He'll get a title match probably because he's probably not going to win this one. Shield interference or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, you got that, and then you will probably lead right into an unannounced match between Big Show and Henry, unless they do it on Friday. Big Show and Henry against...
That was really strange to me. I mean, Big Show saved Mark Henry and Dean Ambrose,
RVD.
RVD from Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins there, the Shield, in a 3-on-2 beatdown. It comes down. And they kept a commercial, and all they had to do was have him the mic, go another 20 seconds. They could have done this instead of that dance-off between Fandango and R-Truth.
Yes.
Yeah. All you had to do was have him grab the mic and say, "Hey, Mark, I know you and I are friends, but we've known each other a long time, and neither one of us likes these guys. What do you say we team up at SummerSlam and face them for the titles?"
Yeah.
And Henry nods his head like, "Yeah." And then the Shield, you know, acts all heelish. Like, you know, and it literally, how long did that take me to say?
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds. It's just, it's easy. It's simple. And the fact is, they've been planning this match off and on with Big Show fucking trying to get healthy or whatever past the physical for, like, we've heard about this match. We talked about it, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, and while it did look like we're going to have Ryback and Henry for a little while, Ryback is what, unannounced? I figured the unannounced match is Ryback just bullying somebody or just bullying somebody backstage or bullying somebody in the ring. And here's my prediction. Ryback's bullying. No. That's yours. Okay.
Right.
You said you were the bomb.
We have six matches in a pre-show announced. So how many more? Two more matches,
One more, I say.
One more match.
Well, actually, not even a match. Like I said, I just figure Ryback comes out and grabs the mic and he bullies the camera person and bullies Lillian Garcia and bullies different people. And Randy Orton comes out of nowhere while his back is turned. The crowd's going crazy. RKO, leaves him laying flat out in the middle of the ring, and takes off. That's Ryback's spot that lets everybody know that Randy Orton's there to tease what happens later in the night.
Yes. Yeah, that could be. But we're looking, you've got Fandango and R-Truth, right? And you've got...
That's not a fucking match.
It's not a good match.
That's not a SummerSlam match.
Fuck. I watched Natalya fight AJ.
That is a SummerSlam match. Good for Natalya to actually get on a major pay-per-view for once.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. The prediction on SummerSlam, what do we got? What's the over-under? 5 times she's going to put the sharpshooter and Brie Bella's going to tap out?
Probably.
Fucking that ref. Holy.
Well, the referee was bad. But
you know what? I was driving home.
AJ needed to tap out,
day.
Too.
What?
AJ needed to tap out. She actually had to tap. It was just done
she
badly.
Did tap.
All three people, yeah, after she let go of the hold.
No, she tapped when the ref was down. I watched it. I just finished watching it. She tapped. The ref is, like, staring her on his hands and knees in the face and did nothing. It doesn't matter, though. I went home tonight, and that referee pumped my gas for me.
Mm-hmm. Too lazy to go self-serve?
Yeah.
So anyways, the point being that RVD
that
and Ambrose...
is fired.
Is he? Did he actually get fired?
No, he should be.
RVD
he's
Ambrose...
Actually now the head of, he's actually now the head of creative.
Maybe. He's the showrunner. So 2.5 stars, and it's a pre-show, and Ambrose probably retains. The RVD might get it, and hard to get excited for it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it really, you know, doesn't matter. at all. And I mean, it's the thing is that it does put, you know, it's again, it's RVD and Dean Ambrose, and so it's a name guy that Ambrose can beat
if he does.
If he does, or I mean, what?
Or like say it's Shield interference, or who knows?
He does, but I mean, he's in the ring with him anyway, and he's so I mean, it's probably the best guy given who's left that Ambrose can fight. So then we have Natalya and Brie Bella in the match spawned by.
I thought this was a six man or six woman, or they're just going to be in their corners.
Well, Maria Menounos was supposed to be there. No, they're just going to be in their corners now.
Okay.
Or I think always. It's just that the website is doing one-on-one, so you bring your friends, I'll bring my friends.
Mm. Mm.
That'll be thebomb.com.
Yeah, because Eve Marie is somebody's friend?
Apparently. You mean that Jessica Rabbit wannabe?
Yeah.
You know, because it's 2013?
Yeah, but everybody knows who Jessica Rabbit is.
Yeah, sure they do. Fuck. It's good for Natalya to be on the show. And, I mean, Total Divas is the hottest rising show in WWE currently.
That's actually true. Much to my surprise, it is. It's doing well. It's going up in the ratings, and we'll see if it continues. I mean, I still think it'll fall, pretty drastic fall, but who knows? Maybe they got something here.
Yeah, 1.67 million, which I guess was up from 1.53 million, which was, again, up from 1.39 or something. I mean, again, apples to the apples on in terms of the e-network, right?
Yeah.
So, it's a steady increase, and yeah, you could say what you want about it. I haven't watched it yet.
But you're going to watch it.
I haven't yet. I watched Raw instead. I wanted to see the...
Basically what you're saying, TV. You're saying you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes. Rob Van Damned.
Yeah.
So anyway, Natalya and Brie Bella, I'm assuming Brie because she's, you know, the... What they like, I'm Brie will win or whatever. And
I don't know. Natalya might win because you need to set up her and AJ. So
yes, in that much maligned rematch that everybody's looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Awful.
Fuck. Then you got Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow.
Fuck.
I do like Damian Sandow's new briefcase.
That was great. I'll give you that. And especially stood out. I mean, they say it's made out of wood. It looks like it's made out of imitation leather, but
yes.
But especially stood out when Randy Orton came out and held out his plastic-looking red one. How stupid that looked after seeing Damian Sandow. So.
Well, and I just like, you know, he handcuffs it to the post or whatever, so it can't get stolen. You know, that part is. It's too bad. Cody Rhodes is a dick.
Yeah, they've really fucked him up.
Him and Ziggler, right?
We talked Ziggler, about Alberto Del Rio before that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know how to take a heel and turn a babyface. And they really got no idea. This is the last three major guys have done this. And the last three, they've really fucked up. And so I'm trying to – when is the last time that they did it and it turned out well? I mean, Daniel Bryan doesn't really count because they never really turned him. He just kind of turned himself. He never had that turn moment.
No, exactly. He didn't. I'm trying to think of the last.
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Punk got. I mean, like, Heyman turned on Punk.
You know what? The crowd was already cheering him, though. I mean, he was being cheered the night after WrestleMania. I mean, maybe the first time he turned at SummerSlam there, that was after the promo, you know, Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank 2012. That sort of counts. But even then, that I don't think they knew. I don't think they thought that was going to get him babyface everywhere. I think they thought he was going to be babyface in Chicago and nowhere else. So I mean, it's really that. Again.
But it did.
And even then,
Punk
that's
is the last guy.
Again, and in a lot of ways, yeah, that's closest. But a lot of ways, that's more. Again, like I say, him turning himself or the crowd turning him. a point where they turned somebody and really took off, it's a long time.
Oh, when they consciously did it, yeah. It's fuck. I don't even...
They're just so goddamn awful at it. Which brings me to my next point. This is actually what I want to talk about here. Because they've completely fucked up Cody Rhodes.
They have.
And it's so easy. Cody should have been so easy to make a baby.
He is.
And they fucked up Dolph Ziggler. Easiest thing in the world. They fucked that up.
Yeah.
You know. So who's the next guy they should take who's a heel and turn? And how would you do it? No, and how would you do it to make sure it's not fucked up?
Who should be the next heel to go babyface?
Because they basically, these two might have to turn heel again because it's not working. So who's the next guy?
Exactly.
I'm and Big Show again doesn't count.
Turning no, that's face. Right, that's right.
Mark Henry, sort of.
Yeah, I guess the Shield beat him down. But, I mean, again, it wasn't, you know.
No, it was a guy. It was a guy the crowd was ready to. I'm talking a guy where they turned and turned hot without the crowd really, you know. They used to be able to do that.
Well, they used to, they used to get a thing. I mean, who's the next guy that they're going to take and turn? Who's a heel and they should turn babyface? Or who's the babyface that's joining Triple H and Vince McMahon and Stephanie on Sunday?
Okay, either one.
So when they turn Daniel Bryan heel.
Yeah, that's. I don't think they're doing that.
But.
He's getting the pedigree. I think he's getting the pedigree. I think Cena's getting the pedigree. And the guy, the babyface they turn heel, is obviously. It's
Orton.
Triple H's good friend. I mean, they've always been so tight, you know, storyline wise, that it just makes sense for the two of them to be, hooked up.
Oh, it does. Yeah. So what are they going to do?
All right, so anyways, let's get back to this. So who should they – who's the next – I mean, I got who I think.
Well, I mean, the guy that stands out to me that I think should be a babyface or could make a good babyface that in the next guy is Langston.
Oh, really?
I think Langston makes a better babyface than a heel.
Maybe. He has a babyface charisma. He certainly did in NXT. He got over fairly well as a babyface down there. His wrestling style, I guess.
The thing is, with being a big guy, it's you can go. I mean, as Mark Henry and the Big Show have proven, you can do both, right?
Yeah. Yes, you're saying Langston can go either way.
I think Langston goes both ways. Yeah. So who that's the next heel that I would
for me it's Wade Barrett. Because we met Wade Barrett in Arizona at the Royal Rumble and he legitimately just seemed like a really really nice guy. I mean? Like he felt like a really unpretentious nice guy, genuine to everybody, actually getting autographs, not like he was just there doing his job. Like a Zack Ryder or something, right?
No, that's right. He's pretty. The only thing I did notice about that, and how ugly he was.
Wait a second. He looks just like me.
Oh, right.
No, I mean, I think that, you know, he was really good with the kids who were there getting photos and autograph sections and whatever.
Yeah.
I think he's just got a genuine, like I say, a genuine quality about it. If they don't decide to make him funny like John Cena, like they did with Sheamus and all this stuff, if they just let him be the Wade Barrett that we saw, I think he'd make a very effective babyface. I think the chicks could dig him too.
I'd have to hear Wade Barrett say whatevs before I could really judge it. But did you watch SmackDown?
I did not watch SmackDown. Okay. I think I saw the best part of it though, because I saw the Brock Lesnar video on Monday.
Oh, fuck, that was great.
Great video.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But with Wade Barrett, now that he doesn't have the beard.
For a week or so, until it grows back.
Yeah, until it grows back. But the thing is on SmackDown, they did talk about how Wade Barrett's grandfather, you know what he did for a living?
No.
Cut hair. He cut hair.
Really?
Yes. Wade the Barber Barrett.
Grand, your baby face. Grandson of a... barber.
of a barber. Dun, 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 dun. Wah, wah. Dun, 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 dun. Wah, wah. Huh? You feeling it? He comes out with hedge clippers.
That was one where they took a guy who nobody was looking to turn babyface, and they managed to turn him babyface, and it totally worked.
It did. That's true. Mm-hmm. Made his career.
It really did, yeah.
You know, and yeah, and I did that, and then no one really saw it coming, right?
No.
I mean, they turned on him. Him and Dino Bravo and Greg Valentine and Johnny V turned on him and left him earlier in the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then he came out at the end, and for really, I'm not sure what reason.
No, nobody really, it never really was explained, but hey, they decided to do it, and it worked.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Wade the Barber Barrett.
No.
Book it.
Okay.
Book it.
Don't.
Yeah.
All right, so that's who you would turn. That's my big topic for the week. I thought it'd go longer.
Huh? That's what she said.
I always thought, and like I say, Kofi Kingston's who I'd turn heel.
Yeah, Kofi's a good heel. Kofi would make a good heel, and especially now that he's back, just come back. So, yeah. But yeah, okay. So that's that match. What's the next one? The match is the mixed tag.
Who do you think wins between Sandow and Rhodes? And who do you think wins? We already said who wins the other two.
We figured Bree wins. We figured Dean wins. I guess I'm going to say Damian Sandow wins.
I figure Natalya wins. I figure. Yeah, Ambrose wins. And Damian Sandow, I agree, he wins.
Yeah. Then we got Dolph and Caitlin against...
Will the crowd cheer Sandow over AJ Rhodes?
I don't know about that in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I think you're going to... You don't have a hardcore crowd, I don't think.
No,
so.
It's more of a casual crowd. And Menounos will probably be in the front row.
Well, and I think that Sandow will cut the promo.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. Greeting half-wits of Los Angeles.
Yes, yes.
You know, that sort of thing.
So it's a shoot.
Yes, yes. No, they don't have half.
All right, what else we got going on here?
Then we got Langston and AJ against Ziggler and Caitlin.
I had nothing to say about this match.
Yeah, I know.
You were waiting for something. That was really. That was my reaction.
That was it. Yeah, exactly.
Talk about something I should have cared about, but I just don't.
Yeah, heels win next.
I figure Ziggler wins, but who cares?
I don't know. It just depends on the rest of the show, I think. That match could go either way, and exactly.
It also depends on whether or not they're going to do something with Caitlyn, and she's going to be the fuck-up because she's the fuck-up, right?
Yeah, and no Layla this week. No Layla on Raw.
Yeah, I don't know if that means anything. Who knows?
No, I know. I'm just saying. But, the next match on the list here is the Johnny Cash match.
Good Lord, this does not sound very... I mean, as we're running this down, man, we're...
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yeah. Well, I put that on the podcast last week at the end.
Yes.
Probably don't even know.
No, I didn't get to the end. You're just really annoying.
So this one's interesting because it's not an Inferno match. It's a Ring of Fire match, meaning the rule did change is that you don't have to let your opponent on fire. It's just meant to keep people away from the ring.
Yes, yes. When a cage match won't do, folks.
Yeah, you set the ring on fire because you can't climb over that fire.
No, especially if you're in a sheep mask.
Yeah, which is a great new shirt, the Wyatt family shirt with the lamb mask.
Sheep mask, and it says follow the buzzards, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a great shirt. I like that.
That is.
But, they really should have been hitting home this Ring of Fire gimmick and explaining it to people and hitting hard how dangerous it was and how it's going to, you know, they should have been selling this. But, I mean, this comes back to what the problem is with Raw this last week. You say it was a pretty good show. I think it was sucked ass, except for 1.5 segments, maybe. Like, there was really some small highlights. The Christian video was a highlight.
Dean Ambrose's promo about the ghost of Andre the Giant and setting
that
up.
One line was good. Other than that,
I think the whole promo when he's talking about, you know, you could be the world heavyweight champion. You could talk about John Cena being, well, I'm the champion that everybody wants. I'm the man. I'm the guy that everybody's looking for. And unless the ghost of Andre the Giant is in that battle royal, I'm not losing the title at SummerSlam. And he just went on about how great he was. I thought it was an excellent promo.
Yeah, I think Seth Rollins talked for too long first.
Yeah, I'm just saying that Ambrose, I mean...
Ambrose was all right. It was all right. He had that great line. I mean, I'm not as high on the whole thing as you, but either way, okay, so there's that. There's the Christian video. There's the Brock video. Of course, the Christian aftermath of Del Rio coming up speaking to him in Spanish and everybody going, what'd he just say? To dead air was no good.
Well, the thing with the... Yeah, that Christian video was awesome.
Too short, though. It was a really short video. It was like a minute.
Yeah.
But it was good.
But they, I mean, it's, they don't have a lot of time on the show.
They only have 3 hours. If they could get a 4-hour show, Vince Russo could really make something out of this.
I did enjoy Christian's thing where a lot of it was him beating Bully Ray and Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, what I liked was, to tell you the truth, the best part for me was the opening line where he goes, every day I wake up and wonder, could this be it?
Yeah.
You know, like, it was, yeah, I think it was a great video. That was a highlight, you know, I mean, there's not a, this Ring of Fire and the way they promoted it, they're so busy trying to put on a wrestling show that they don't promote. And meanwhile, if you don't put on a wrestling show and you just promote, then your ratings will fall. So, I mean, they are, it is one of those, you know, chasing the tail type things.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, no, just to answer that too, Bray Wyatt wins.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that.
Yeah,
does he win because of the Wyatt family, or does he win sort of clean? I think he wins sort of clean.
I think he's got to win sort of clean because, yeah, I just think he does. Unless a new Wyatt family member comes out from under the ring or something.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Morgan comes in from under the ring or something, you know?
That's possible. That's possible. The other question is this the last match for Kane? And the second question is, even though it's not set your opponent on fire, do they have to? Will people feel ripped off with the gimmick if they don't? Will it not pay off?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Again, this is middle of the card stuff. So in terms
this
of a rip off,
third biggest match.
Yeah, out of third or fourth, and out of six, I said it's middle of the card.
Yeah, good point.
So, I mean, it's. So it ripped off, I don't know. Should they? Probably. Is this Kane going to go film See No Evil 2? You know, that's the question, I guess. Does he need to go do that now?
Or do they have another month? I figure this feud continues for another month or so. Well,
that's kind of what I thought is that they would do. But, I mean, then you could do Ring of Fire in, so this will lead to a regular match.
Well, it's not TNA booking, so...
It kind of is.
I'll give you that.
Not only is the first match of
Go ahead.
Not only is the first match of the feud a Ring of Fire match, the first match of the feud is a match stipulation that we talked about last week we haven't seen since, like, 2005 and was really popular in 1998. So it's not like they started with a cage that everybody knows.
That they didn't really promote well as to what it is.
Yeah. And
not
only
rule
is
change.
With a rule change, not only is the first
that they
match
actually the feud, mentioned in announcing, you might have missed.
But it's not only the first match of the feud, it's his first match.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Bray Wyatt's WWE debut is in a Ring of Fire match. Like, where do you go from there?
Well, Kane's WWE debut was in WrestleMania against Undertaker.
Yeah, sure. But that was after it was built. I mean, that wasn't his wasn't his wrestling debut.
Well, this isn't Bray Wyatt's wrestling debut either.
It was Kane's wrestling debut. Kane had matches on Raw and at the fucking
you're right.
Too.
He did have that match against to build it up for Mankind at... Ground Zero
Series, Survivor Series.
Was it Survivor Series?
Yeah, because he debuted at Bad Blood, and Survivor Series was the next month.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then he tombstoned Ahmed Johnson and beat him, right? He beat the Hardys.
I thought it was Ground... No, Ground Zero was a month before.
That was Bret and Patriot.
Yeah.
And The Undertaker, when he jumped over, dove on everybody.
That's right, yeah.
But, anyway, that was... So, I mean, it's just ass backwards. But that is that. We go to the World Heavyweight title match where Alberto Del Rio and Christian, we talked about the Great Christian video package.
So you don't think they're going to set anybody on fire and you don't think they have to?
I don't know that they have to. I think they will.
Okay.
I think they will.
So who gets on, set on fire then?
Kane.
His foot, his hand, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe they, again, because there's going to be all this fire and no one's in the ring, maybe they do it in the ring and they,
and how,
they burn
how
his,
the Wyatt family,
burn his mask.
The Wyatt family comes out anyways. Is it that they can't get in? Or do they interfere despite the fire?
I don't know. I mean, it's fire. You can't fake fire. Mm. Right? I mean, how do you dive into a ring of fire, like literally.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right?
Especially, I mean, I could see, okay, maybe, but what's their outfits? I mean, you put flame retardant outfits on them, they still have those big beards, and like, you can't fuck around with fire.
No, well, I mean, the fire is down, fire is down pretty low. It's more to me, it's the idea that you can be outside the ring, hit somebody with a chair from the outside in the back, if they're running against the ropes and still interfere, you know, the fire will kind of flop up afterwards. But
that's kind of how
I see it going.
That could be. I have this horrible feeling that this is going to be, you know, Falls Count Anywhere matches are generally awesome, but Randy Savage and Crush had one.
Yeah, it was awful.
And I'm starting to get this idea that this is the Ring of Fire version of that match.
Well, tell you the truth, I mean, if you go back and you watch, like, Undertaker versus Kane, it was a spectacle because we hadn't seen it here, but it was a shit match. Like,
well, sure.
I mean, I don't think there's ever been a...
It can't go very long.
What's that?
It can't go very long.
It can't go very long. It's pretty shit. It's kind of stupid that this will be the kind of a shit match for Bray Wyatt's first, but it doesn't really matter. He'll get a big win, and then he'll come out on Raw the next night, and he'll probably squash somebody, or his team will continue to squash somebody, so... I think this feud will continue. Do you think it will continue, or is this it?
Yeah, I think it has to continue. I think they do a post-match thing, because I think this is just, like you said, this is kind of a gimmick spectacle thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, the other question then is, if it is over, if it's the last match, where do you go? Actually, that's a question with almost everybody, actually. We're going to go back and do this after at the end.
Okay, we'll do this. What's going to happen after the Summers?
Yeah, where do you go with some of these characters, you know?
Yeah.
Where do you go with Langston or Ziggler or Sandow or Rhodes, right?
So let's finish the thing here. So Del Rio and Christian.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think there's a small chance Christian wins, but Del Rio probably will retain. It'll probably be the best in-ring match. I think it'll be 3.5 stars. It probably won't come out to a lot of heat, except it is in Los Angeles, so you never know. If Del Rio will get some heat.
Well, yeah, because he's a heel now, so he'll be baby-faced.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering. But I think Christian will kind of... I kind of figure he might be baby-faced a little bit, but by the end of the match, the crowd will be into the fall. Kind of like the Usos match against the Real Americans this last week on Raw, where it's like nobody cared, but by the end, they were reacting pretty good, you know? So, kind of wonderful.
Which, by the way... When Dutch Mantel's promo was pretty good, too. I liked that delivery.
Yeah.
I was thinking this, too, because, of course, now they're called the Real Americans.
Yeah.
So, like, shouldn't they be using that music?
Absolutely. We said this months ago, that would be real heat. If he had come out to that music originally, that would be real heat.
I think they need at this point
to use
like
that
music.
But still.
I do too, but you know, and but again, you don't need the two manager gimmick. But if you did, you know, you could always have him come out too, right, for extra heat.
Who, Hogan?
Paul Orndorff.
Oh, Paul Orndorff.
It's his music.
Fuck you. Jimmy Hart. Anyway.
Yeah. Mike Rotundo and Barry Windham. That's who that music was for.
That's true. That's true.
I can't believe it's for Windham and Rotundo. Oh, come on, Jesse. I love that there was commentary on the tape back then. The wrestling album had commentary in between the songs.
Oh, it did, didn't it? Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah. Vince and Jesse and Mean Gene. That's talking right. Talking about... It's Mean Gene Okerlund singing Tutti Frutti. Awesome.
Oh, yes.
And then in the middle of Kara Me Am I by Nikolai Volkov, he just, like, randomly breaks into the Russian national anthem and there's, like, a skirmish.
I remember where they used to entertain regularly.
I know, right? Oh, I should download that. I think you're right. You know what? To me, this is the one where, like, Christian or Del Rio, I could see either one. I think they're going to go Del Rio, but, like,
I could see Christian winning it.
And would it matter? Like, it you know no. what I mean? Like, it's whether Christian has or Del Rio has it, the World Heavyweight title and the SmackDown angle or whatever they're going to do going forward is exactly the same. Yeah. So what does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Just a matter of the only reason somebody, that, right?
Yeah, and Sandow and Christian. Yeah. There you go. But, yeah. Then we have the Best versus the Beast.
Shouldn't we go with the semi-main first?
I'm just going on what the SummerSlam preview on WWE.com has here, which is listing the Best versus the Beast.
Generally a very good build-up. A lot of anticipation to see. I think a lot of anticipation. We don't know who the winner is going to be. More and more I'm thinking it should be Lesnar just because I'm thinking I feel like he is about to lose a bit of his aura. But maybe that's just because of how he went off the air on Monday.
Yeah. Which is why I think it's Lesnar, right?
Yeah, could be.
Punk gets to look strong in front of the, 4 million people, and Brock gets to look strong in front of, 250,000 people.
Yeah, could be. I mean, again, it's kind of like it's the one with the most intrigue. Best build, best promos, best storyline. Yeah. Interesting to see how the two of them interact. Like I don't know how they'll work together.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'll give us. I don't know if they'll be like. I look at Del Rio and Christian and go, okay, I feel guaranteed 3.5 stars.
Yeah.
I'm good, right? I don't know how this will be. I don't know how good these guys will work together. It could be terrific, and it could not be. And
that's it. And I think there's a possibility. I mean. There is the possibility to me that Punk is willing, I guess. I don't think there's any question he's willing, but I think they could go as far as Cena did.
I don't think that's happening at SummerSlam.
I don't know.
I think the difference was that was at Extreme Rules.
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know about the visual and blah, blah, blah.
He'll probably get some sort of hard way cut on his chin or something, or his elbow or something like that. But I don't see them going as far. But it's possible. I could see it,
If it ends, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's ending the show,
It ended Monday.
It did end Monday. But guess who's going to be in the ring? For the World Heavyweight title match, or the WWE title match. World Heavyweight title. He wouldn't grace himself with that piece of tin anymore.
I have no idea who you're doing there.
You don't know.
No, who's that supposed to be?
That is, I'll tell you in 20 minutes.
Oh, Triple H.
My promo's done. Fuck.
No, okay, so either way.
Fuck.
Yeah, we'll get there in a moment. Let's finish off Lesnar and Brock.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I think they made a mistake, like you say. I mean, maybe it is that Lesnar's supposed to win. I just don't think the way that you go up, like again, their idea is always, we want to book it so both guys look strong going into a match, so both guys can, so people can think both guys can win. They don't do that, though, by having to beat a bunch of opponents to look strong. They have them do that by doing 50-50 booking back and forth in brawls. And yes. And it kind of just dilutes the whole thing because you've seen them together so much. And because exactly. they've both been made to look weak at a point.
The point is, this guy over here is beating a bunch of shit out of people. This guy over here is beating the shit out of a bunch of people. Let's put them together.
Exactly. Exactly.
What would happen? Not he won and then he won and now they're on match 5 of a thing because they wrestled twice on SmackDown and twice on Raw. Now let's pay for this. No.
No, exactly. And it's the same thing here. We've seen this with Lesnar and Punk already now. We've seen them against each other a lot of times. We've seen them both look weak against each other. Now they both have looked weak.
That video.
What's that?
I said that video, though.
Video was...
Sorry, can you hear your point?
Yeah, yeah. No, video was great. But I just think that they made a mistake. Again, you want to leave the crowd wanting to pay for the baby face to get... Even if he's not going to get it, it's okay. You want to leave the crowd wanting to pay to see the baby face get his revenge against the dastardly heel. And when Punk goes off the... And if Punk had something against Lesnar at some point, I understand. But when Punk goes off the air, Lesnar's laid out looking like a kitten without claws. And Punk's standing up on the stage and has already taken out Curtis Axel. There's nothing to pay for.
But the only thing with that, and the counter to that, is that...
Counter? Don't say anything important because I will literally be gone for the computer here for almost 20 seconds. And I'll be right back.
20 seconds?
Yeah, don't say it because I actually want to hear what you want to say for the first time in my life.
I know. Well, you should be. So, all right. Well, let's just talk about I'm always going to go with 20 seconds because I saw we're doing this show via Skype right now. And because we just couldn't get our schedules together to be in the Palatial Golden Crusted Studios of Shea Addy. And so Mo, really what he did, I can see it on the computer here. He had 8 bags of chips in front of him, and he ate them all. Some would say chips, you would hear some crunching. Mo doesn't actually chew, so he's gone to get some more. So I think he's back now. What'd you get, ketchup, barbecue?
I closed the window before the fly flew in.
I thought you were getting more chips.
No, that was you.
Well,
you're too handy.
Explain to the listeners that I could see via Skype that you had 8 bags of chips beside you.
Oh, you mean those? Yeah, you'll see one Doritos there.
Yeah, there you go.
There's one Cheetos. See all those Mars bars right there. That right there is a McDonald's on the tape. I'm not,
What's that magazine say? Bollywood Badonkadonks?
That's a Tutti Frutti. Yogurt, right there.
Oh, Rudy.
Yeah.
Was Mean Gene singing about it?
Yes, he was. Anyways.
Well, if anybody knows about a Little Richard.
A tiny dick?
Who?
Yeah, let's not talk All about right. that.
Only reason that Punk gets to beat the fuck out of Brock...
Mm-hmm.
is because Punk weighs like 8 pounds.
I was okay with you not really being on the camera and not having
to. I know, right? You're welcome. 8 pounds, 3 ounces is what CM Punk weighs. And so nobody actually thinks he can beat Brock Lesnar. So for laying him out, okay, he's able to lay out. Jesus Christ, maybe Punk has a chance. That's
their thinking.
That's where I. Well, and I don't necessarily disagree with that.
I do. How about Punk? How about Punk lays out and defeats clean Ryback right beforehand, and you go, that's the closest thing to Lesnar, and he defeated him. He destroyed him.
If you and I are doing it, then Punk is the valiant babyface, is booking himself,
yes.
Going to Brad Maddox and say, I want matches with on television. I want to fight Mark Henry.
Yeah.
I want to fight Ryback.
Yeah.
I want to fight the Great Khali. Week after week after week, like we talked about, guy beats him. He's beating big guys, and then you're going, okay, maybe he's got this fucking shot. And then Brock beats the fuck out of him, and he's like, that bastard. But Punk could do it. because he's beating these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
He can take Braun.
Exactly.
That's how you fucking do it. It's not hard.
It's really not. No. It's really not that difficult. And the same thing. I mean, if Punk 2-3 weeks ago gets the upper hand on Lesnar, that's fine. But on the go-home show, he's got to be laid out.
That being said, I'm still intrigued for the match.
Yeah, I'm intrigued for the match basically despite them, as usual.
Sure.
Yeah. It's the match I have the most intrigue for. I mean, by far. I mean, I have a little bit for Christian and Del Rio, and a little bit for the last match we're going to discuss here. But I mean, this is the only match I really care about. But I do care about it quite a bit. I'm really interested in it.
When Brock had said Punk thinks he's tough because he goes to the gym, he goes to his local gym and takes MMA classes for beginners.
Yeah, that was awesome. I fucking love that.
That whole MMA style, UFC style video was great.
It's great, and it'll actually be interesting when we talk about how they're going to work together. I do think they're going to have a good match, but it could not be. But it'll be interesting to see how much MMA stuff they kind of incorporate into this.
Yeah, and the straw, of course, it's going to stir this drink is Heyman, right?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
I mean, so that's why I think it's going to be a good match.
Yeah, but I had a little less interest at the instead of it making me want to pay for SummerSlam more when it went off the air, the visual of a Punk standing strong and Lesnar laid out actually had me wanting to see it a little less.
So it was like, yeah, I'm going to pay for it anyway.
Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly.
I didn't check on my guide to see if SummerSlam is live, big man.
This time?
Should do that.
We should check.
Because the man they call B is coming over to watch it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Okay.
He's interested.
So it's at your house, you're saying?
Yeah, he's interested in Punk and Lesnar.
Yeah, what a surprise. So you're saying we're doing it at your house, not by place, even though I get 50% off?
Well, yeah, there's stuff. B's got to come over anyway because I got to drop him off by my house. That's why he's coming over.
All right. But anyway. Actually, I was going to say to you that I think we're going to have to do it at your house, but I'll explain that off there.
Okay. But and then I mean we go to the main match. I shouldn't say the main match, but the title match.
Yeah.
Bryan and Cena, and I said it before, and I'll say it again. Fuck.
And yeah, Bryan and Cena, and there's somebody else that's supposed to be in this match, a third partner, a third player, not Randy Orton. There's Randy Orton lurking, like I say. And who else was it? Who was the other guy? I can't remember.
Fuck.
Could you tell me as him?
Do you remember when we did all this back in whatever it was, when July, you know, June, late June, beginning of July,
yeah,
when this started happening and it's going. And the question I asked you was, when does Daniel Bryan take a pedigree?
Yeah.
Fuck. Right? Done. See you later. Welcome. Meet the new show. Same as the old show. It's exactly what I told you. This is CM Punk all over again. They can't do anything. It's done.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they sit there and they go, this is the guy. This guy's got a lot of momentum. He's over with the crowd. He's selling merchandise. He's getting huge crowd reactions. He appears to be the next superstar. But you know who we have to trust to be the superstar is that established guy who's a member of the family.
I don't think so. Because I don't think they're that dumb. I really don't.
They have one of the reasons in the past they put themselves on television so much was because they believed they were going to be there when everybody else would leave.
See, Vince McMahon is, again, people talk about Vince McMahon as a genius, and I believe this to be true. And as a genius, I don't think, again, people were talking about how, oh, they don't know, they're out of touch. So I don't think that that's true. I think that they're really, really smart, to the point where I think they actually sit in Titan Towers and say, Daniel Bryan's getting over. Perfect. How do we fuck this up?
Not how do I steal his heat?
How do I fuck this up? And Hunter goes, you know, I could be in the ref, and then we could make the WrestleMania build all about the McMahon versus Hunter. Yeah. And Vince goes, you know, that would drive buy rates down, wouldn't it? That would drive buy rates down, Dad. Yeah, fuck. Let's do it. Let's fuck this up. You know, we've been successful.
But actually,
before.
He said it more like that. Do it.
Would fuck things up. So let's do it. And I have a $2 slut for a wife.
And I talk like this because I need to take a shit.
But I'm pretty sure that's what it is. You know, we've been successful, and that was easy. But you know what's really hard? Fucking shit up. Let's try.
Actually,
that.
Apparently it's apparently really, really easy.
I need a challenge. What's I told you? Vince is a genius. He can figure it out. Jesus Christ. I mean,
so what do you think about Hunter being the special guest ref?
Fuck.
I wasn't getting your opinion.
Fuck.
Why?
No, I mean, why? Again, at the end of the day, it goes back to now the focus is going to be on Hunter turning heel along with Vince and Stephanie. They start in this little three-man power trip faction, and then eventually Vince turns babyface and gets out of it.
Yes,
and then you have Hunter's guy versus Vince's guy.
And then you have the Helmsley-McMahon era Alliance. And Vince against them, and that's new.
That is new. This is new. And Vince could get Stone Cold.
Fucking stupid.
But I mean, it's... Fuck, exactly. I mean, and again, you got Daniel Bryan just left in the lurch, and you've got John Cena who needs elbow surgery. The surgery is booked. Mm-hmm. So he showed that bump-looking motherfucker thing on his elbow a couple weeks ago in a promo, and that's getting sliced open, and so who knows how long that recovery time is.
I
would think it's not. Yeah, okay, 6 weeks. There you go. So that's missing a pay-per-view.
Yeah, but he can still be on TV.
Yeah, but the Night of Champions?
Yeah.
Is the pay-per-view he's going to miss? Are you going to miss that title match, or do you give it to Daniel Bryan?
Well, you give that to Daniel Bryan, the title match.
You give it to Randy Orton?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, it's, like I say, Randy Orton, the idea of Randy Orton and Triple H forming an alliance to me is very strange. But, you know, Triple H turning heel, nobody wants that. In fact, the only way Triple H has, he said this for, I mean, he's been a babyface now since, like, what, 2005?
Since the DX. Yeah, that's right, right.
And
well,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, was he, kind of was a heel. No, I guess he wasn't, was he?
No.
He wasn't a heel with the Punk thing or whatever. Because he teamed with Punk and then, fucking.
I mean, he has been a babyface since 2005. And he has said before, early in that run, that he wanted to turn heel still or still continue to work heel. But at this point, he didn't think the crowd would buy into it because you have that legendary status, he said, and the crowd. And he quoted, that's what he said about himself. He had legendary status.
Well, that's just something he said once.
And that lets
and it,
you
and it caught on.
Yeah, but based on that, the only way he could turn heel is to screw Daniel Bryan and side with Vince. But again, where's the money in him being a heel? It's not there.
Yeah.
Where's the money in Vince being a babyface and being on screen? It's not there.
Where's the money in any of this?
And Daniel and Daniel Bryan getting the belt and getting a big run as the champion.
That's what I mean. That's the money. And so...
So they'll fuck that up.
Yeah, they will. I mean, that's the whole thing. Now, let's... I mean, when you focus... When you take the two of them out of it, or when you take Vince and Hunter... I mean, that promo, that Miz TV, I thought it was hilarious, especially in hindsight when John Cena looked at Miz and he's like, I bet you're excited to have this on. He's like, it's going to be your best one ever. I mean, usually it's pretty much a train wreck.
Yeah, but my favorite part is that Miz looked at him and went... Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
he kind of shook his head and went, you're right.
Yeah,
it pretty much is. He generally sucks ass. Yeah. No, it was...
But, again, being a wrestler and then Cena
was
cutting...
Cena was great.
Was that the best promo Cena's ever cut?
It's the most genuine promo I think he's ever cut. That's what made it effective. Is it the best? Maybe, maybe not. There's been a few good ones, more bad ones, but it's the most genuine. Like he you know.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
It was hard for me to hate him at the end of that promo. And that's okay, though, because it didn't make me not want to see the match, though.
No, exactly. It made me want to see the match. I mean, Daniel Bryan, even Daniel Bryan was agreeing with him at one point.
Yeah, and didn't make me hate Daniel Bryan either. It just made me think, I understand both guys, and I want to see them compete because they both have a reason they want to prove it to the other guy.
Yeah, and it's not about, I mean, it's going to turn out to be about the McMahon. And I think that's the biggest piss off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm only really into the one match. I'm kind of interested in Christian and whatever, and a little bit in the Inferno match, I suppose. Actually, I'm interested in a lot of them just to see how well the people work together. Like, I mean, again, Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes, I'm curious. Can they get a 3.5-star match? 3-star match despite the bad heat and the build. Like, but that's the curiosity. It's not about the actual storyline. As far as the storyline is concerned, the end of this promo, I'm like a 9.5 out of 10 wanting to see this.
Yeah.
And then I take off about 3 points for the fact that Vince and Hunter
and
all that stuff.
It's all about the game, and then it's you know.
So I'm my interest level in this match is like a 6.5 out of 10. My interest level in Christian and Del Rio is like 6.5 out of 10. My interest level in Punk is about a 9 out of 10. Would have been a 10 out of 10 if Lesnar had gone off there, you know, standing over him. So my interest in the overall event is somewhere around that 6 level, 6 out of 10, which is not good enough for SummerSlam. I mean, we'll still see it, but not good enough for SummerSlam.
I think I probably got about a 7 out of 10 for the overall interest. But, I mean, this match, and I think, again, if Hunter is going heel and Randy Orton is heel and joining him, and this is this group, or if it's Daniel Bryan that's in this group, or whatever.
It's possible Daniel Bryan's the one who goes heel. And I've said before, and I'll say again, the guy could go here that's the most interesting is Cena. Though, again, when you hear that promo, it made me go, he shouldn't go heel.
I mean,
again, maybe that's the perfect time to do it. Get the most heat.
They don't have anybody yet. As I said, they can't turn Cena until they have the
replacement. I always said you can't have the replacement until you turn Cena.
I think you could do it kind of at the same. There comes a point where their problem is they don't do things right.
No, no shit.
And if you do it right, then again, that's where, you know, you couldn't have Steve Austin number one if Brett was number one.
No.
So what do? You switch them out, and away you go.
Different dynamics, but I know what you're saying.
A little, but I mean, you can kind of do that, but Daniel Bryan's not quite there yet. He's almost there.
But he won't get there. He won't get there as long as...
And he won't get there because they're idiots. That's why he won't get there.
Well, he also won't
because
get there.
Hunter's gonna
the
turn
difference
heel.
Was Bret Hart wasn't so established there that you couldn't turn him. You know what I mean? That... It's like Cena's so established there that somebody could ascend past Brett. Brett was a big star, but not so big that somebody couldn't ascend past him. It's virtually impossible for somebody to ascend past Cena the way things have been. And that's like I said, where you have to be willing to be brave and do this.
And that was part of his promo.
I mean, that's the other thing, though. I mean, and it was a great promo, but as I'm watching this promo, it occurred to me why I don't like him. It's like, He is totally the anti-Steve Austin. I mean, Steve Austin came out there and he wouldn't suck up to the crowd. He wouldn't mention the kids. He beat up his boss. He was anti-authority. John Cena, suck up to the crowd, suck up to the kids, never question authority. Like, he never questions, like, backstage, everybody sees him as, believes he's a kiss-ass because he never questions the promos they give him or questions anything. And and both his real-life persona and his on-screen persona feels like the anti-Steve Austin. And maybe that's that is what you're supposed to be, right? You're supposed to be the opposite of what drew before because that's what's fresh. But at some point in time, it's like, that's what the crowds never got into.
No. But you say that, and that's what's fresh, and then I point out to what Cena himself said in his promo, I've been doing this
for
the past
years.
12 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, well, and that's the problem, but again, I think the time you said the time.
Well, CM Punk is the anti John Cena, in a lot of ways, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, and so is Daniel Bryan in different ways.
In different ways, yeah.
You know, and that's what they're focusing on is you're
the
entertainer.
That's my problem with even when John Cena is cutting this, and I'm going, I like him in this promo. This is why I don't like him. I think this is why the crowd doesn't like him. You are everything that Steve Austin wasn't.
thing is, with it, I mean, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard not to like him when he's talking about the 7-year-old Make-A-Wish kid.
That no, he it met really earlier. Is. Yeah,
right. You know,
and also not only when he talks about it, but when he doesn't feel like he's doing it to garner favor, he feels like he's talking about it because he really believes that it's important. That's the key.
Well, and part of it is that he wanted to mention the kid's name, right, on TV, because he knew the kid would get a kick out of it, right? And you know, and so yeah, it's hard to hate someone that would do that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought that promo was
going to get booed out of the building at SummerSlam, though.
Two opposites coming together, and the wrestler versus the entertainer.
And then there's. If this was just this match, I'd be so into it right now.
You know what? I think the problem is
it'll be a good match. Again, I think that the top three matches, if those are the top three that we're looking at, right? Christian, yeah. Del Rio, Lesnar and Punk and Cena and Bryan will all have a chance to be four and a half stars. Like, I think we're gonna look at the back on this and go really good in ring action for this.
Nice,
you know.
Yeah, and that's really been the story of WWE pay-per-views, you know, for, what, the last year? You know, a lot of them have been great in-ring shows.
Well, a lot of them, we usually go, what do you say at the end? 6.5 and 7. If they had just cut out this or this or done this better. But it's not usually the matches we're bitching about. It's the backstage segments that are stupid or commercials in the middle of the pay-per-view or...
And speaking of which, we haven't even talked about the fact that The Miz is hosting this thing, and they haven't really even been
like
in on
the
that
panel.
Scene.
Sean,
the P-Anal.
Yeah, the P-Anal. That's the pre-show P-Anal that is hosted by, who is it? It's Shawn Michaels.
Booker T.
And Natalya.
And Natty, yeah. The star, as they said, Hall of Famer Booker T, Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels, and the star of Total Divas, Natalya.
Who's going to be wrestling a match later?
Yeah.
Which is interesting. They've never done that before. Had a guy in the panel... And then go wrestle a match. That's what's interesting.
Panel, that's right.
Especially since they have cut to the panel beforehand, and there's a chance they could cut to the panel afterwards again. And I don't know if they just go on without her, if they bring out a different diva, or just a different person. Does Vicky come out? Does she go out, have her match? Because that'll probably be early. I mean, second or third match probably, and probably second match. Does she come back to the panel after her match? Her P-anal. Who knows?
Does she come to her P-anal?
Does she come after her P-anal?
I hope so.
Mm.
Although if you've been watching the commercials for Total Divas, you'll find out that Tyson Kidd, not a good lover.
Mm. So he has a lot in common with you.
My middle name is Tyson.
All right.
But I think that – I'm trying to think of – yeah. Oh, this is my end SummerSlam thought here, I think, here with the reason that I think there's a problem. The kind of sum it up in the problem is that this is the wrestler versus the entertainer.
Mm.
And all we're talking about and all we're looking at and what's probably going to happen is that it's going to end with sports entertainment.
That's true. Yeah.
Right, and everybody's looking for the wrestler to beat the entertainer. Yet at the end of the day, it's going to be sports entertainment that runs it and ultimately ruins it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
So I forgot to mention this. I wrote this down. Was the battle royal?
Mm-hmm.
Kofi with that sunset flip.
Yeah, I think I fast forwarded through it. I missed it because you know, it was great.
See, That was great, but all I could think of was when it happened. I'm like, why aren't they doing this at the Royal Rumble?
Well, yeah.
Like, really, why don't they say, I mean, it's a great spot. Save it for when people are going to talk about it and see it, not a fucking Raw U.S. title pre-show battle royal winner gets the pre-show thing.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
But it's just, oh, speaking of WWE.com.
Ha ha. Ha ha.
Right beside the preview here.
How about that, Oakland? Ha ha.
Ha ha. This may, it's probably three times too long, but it says that you can click here and watch SummerSlam 2008 in 60 seconds. And then underneath, it literally says, relive all the highlights, including Triple H's gigantic clash with the Great Khali.
Triple H took on the Great Khali at a SummerSlam?
In 2008.
Only there. 5 years ago? I had I no memory.
I was going to say.
I mean, I have none.
I have no memory of
this. I presume
at all.
Triple H won, because he's Triple H.
Yeah, I would, and it was a fest, so
that's,
I assume so.
That was where the money was in 2008, huh?
Apparently. I don't know, is there any other Ring of Honor news? Do you have an update on Blowjob Whitmer?
I haven't actually heard exactly what it is. I do know he had some sort of a medical procedure done to what was it? What is it called? A
blowjob?
No,
catheter.
That's a blowjob is now a medical procedure. Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can get that covered under my company health insurance. Then
that's true. See. Now that's a benefit.
but anyways, the point is that it's not good news about his career. Though coming out of this is what I've heard. I don't know a lot of the details.
I think I get them covered because my benefits are done through Blue Ball Cross.
good. Good. Mine's not them.
No. Sorry to hear that.
Well, I know how it is. I'd have to pay, and then I'd get the receipt and have to send it in. And your mom doesn't like to give out receipts, so that's an issue.
No, it's because of where you swipe the card.
Fuck, you're on fire tonight, man.
trying to think of anything.
Magnet strike the other way. Anyways.
Yes. No, you insert the chip.
It's a chip reader, is it?
A chip reader.
Oh, that explains a lot.
It does. Less fraud that way.
off the fucking rails. Anyway.
Speaking of Maria Menounos.
Oh, okay, I was going to talk a little bit. I was going to say TNA. But
Maria
Menounos instead.
She's TNA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, she was supposed to. There were rumblings about her maybe having a match at SummerSlam because she was training.
She's a mark. You have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, it doesn't appear to really be the case. So
she'll be there in the front row.
I think she'll be there in the front row.
She's a mark. It's okay, and I don't actually mean that in a bad way. She's a mark.
No. I'm just putting that to bed anyway. Just put that to rest anyway. Put her to bed. Raw did a 3.0. Mm-hmm. More importantly, over 4 million viewers again.
Okay.
So the build to SummerSlam, or it's going positively towards SummerSlam, I guess. So, I mean, they haven't had any correlation between the two, but it's one of those things. The video game.
Yeah.
The ghost of Andre the Giant is in the video game.
Yeah. Actually, this is really intriguing. I was actually looking at the game because I don't think I've ever bought a WWE video game since the original Xbox. I was burned. I remember getting the first couple games that came out. It was WWE Raw for the original Xbox, first two versions, and they were just awful. And I mean, awful, 2 out of 10 bad, right? And being burned and not ever buying another one, even though I've heard they've done some really good games. And I would actually, this is the first game in a while. I'm sort of intrigued. I would almost get. Unfortunately, it's coming out for the Xbox. It's not coming out for the Xbox One, which I'll probably be playing. For that time, pretty much exclusively, it's.
When does that come out?
I think that comes out November 28th. I think it is.
Oh, okay.
And this game comes out, I think, November 1st. So I guess you'd have a couple weeks to play it. The point is that I really like what they're doing here. They've got 45 matches over the 30-year history of WrestleMania that they're highlighting. And especially the three matches are Hogan Andre, Hogan Rock, Rock Cena. Which means, of course, that a certain somebody's brought back into the fold business-wise in order to make this happen.
Yes, and also it means that the game is really high on work rate. yes, but speaking of TNA, the Hulkster has cut the deal to be in the WWE video game.
Which means the Hulkster versus Ultimate Warrior from WrestleMania 6 right. will be one of the matches.
Oh, not from Halloween Havoc.
No, from WrestleMania.
Oh.
For the work rate.
Which WrestleMania was that?
no, this will be very interesting, though. I mean, I think...
But, yeah. I do think that it's... Yeah, it's interesting. That's the word.
Yeah, I think that's a good concept for the game. And it's interesting that Hulk Hogan is still employed by TNA... And signs this deal with, not with WWE, but with, you know, Sega, I guess it is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, 2K Sports. This is, I believe, a division of Sega.
Okay.
But, yeah, again, it goes back to, I mean, I remember when TNA a few years ago stopped allowing their guys to take indie bookings. All the bookings for the guys to work indies had to go through TNA so they could get their cut. But Hulk Hogan will always get that special deal. Hulk Hogan... He did this for years with WCW, even when it wasn't true, and he still manages to do it with TNA. Make them think they need him more than he needs them. And therefore, he's able to get this kind of leverage to get these kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hilarious that... and really, I mean, it. I don't know that it makes TNA look any worse than they already do.
No, probably
but
not.
But it just kind of... It basically just reinforces that TNA is so... unbelievably rinky-dink.
Exactly.
That that's pretty funny. Well, as soon as they said it was like there's something about Immortal on there.
Yeah.
And I heard some people talking about like, oh, it's WrestleMania. And it is a little bit of a WrestleMania showcase of the Immortals, but I'm like, what's the Immortal Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I've seen someone on Twitter, I forget what we were talking about, I'm like, well, Hulk Hogan. They're like, well, no, he's in TNA. I'm like, you think for one fucking second that that's going to stop them? You think TNA is really going to be like, no. Or they even have the right to say no? I mean
they just, do have, yeah. I don't know how many lawsuits
no,
they have.
No, they don't.
I just don't know how many lawsuits back and forth they have. I mean, it's not like the two companies haven't sued each other in the past. It's not like WCW where they had at some point something like 47 cases at one, going on. Like different lawsuits between the two companies going on, but I mean they have had enough legal procedures between them. And it's not like I don't think TNA would sue. It's just like you say, they have no real right to.
Well, no, I think it would be in Hogan's contract that he can pursue any outside ventures that he chooses, and that's just it. I just again it.
Well, this is why he had his micro league wrestling or midget wrestling.
The midgets. Yeah,
yeah I mean, same but, thing. I mean, that was separate.
Yeah, it was, and I honestly I don't think that that this makes TNA doesn't have egg on their face or TNA this. It's not
bad for them. A guy who's in their star will actually be more visible.
Yeah,
because he's going to be promoted by the other company.
No. Visible, not more visible. Visible. But did you hear the good thing that TNA is doing is they're starting a faction.
That's
Bobby Roode and Bad Influence.
Yeah, they're a faction.
Yeah. So that'll do well.
So speaking of TNA, they were advertising the match with I guess is Kurt Angle going to be there on Thursday or not? Do we know now? I mean, we don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if he's if he's there or not. What is it? Is it a six man or is it an eight man?
Like apparently they are doing something. They schedule Aces and Eights versus Main Event Mafia, and that match is going on, but no longer being taped or appearing on the Thursday show, the Hardcore Justice show, which was the original plan. It's going to be taped in the show that they tape the same night after for the following week, and it sets some sort of table match. Bound for Glory match with some of the same guys in it is going to happen that night. It's curious that I would think you would let us know what's going to go on. I think they should be letting us know. I think they should look, and I'm surprised they haven't. Let us know what's going on with Angle, just to say, you know, he's going to be there. He's not going to be there. You paid your tickets. You haven't paid your tickets. Here's what's going on with the museum rehab. I don't know if they want to do it storyline wise, but who gives a shit about storyline? I don't know what's going on.
Well, I could see them not advertising it on television. To say, you know, yeah, Kurt Angle's in rehab. I mean,
you don't even have to say that. You could just say Kurt Angle, for personal reasons, is not available. But the same thing, I mean, even on their website or whatever, you say, you know, if you have bought tickets, Kurt Angle won't be there. Just so people know what's going on.
Yeah, and I agree. But I mean, again, they keep thinking, oh, well, there's a fucking Twitter and shit, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's,
you know.
They believe it's their Twitter. What's going to happen on the Twitter?
Oh, so here we go. August 12th, so yesterday. Mm-hmm. After meeting with Hulk Hogan, due to circumstances beyond our control, the Aces and Eights versus Mafia 5-on-5 match is delayed until the August 22nd Impact.
Yeah, which means they're still taping it on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's what doesn't make sense. So it's still going to be 5-on-5. Unless the idea is Angle is gone, you introduce a new member on Thursday, and then he has his first match with them 5-on-5 the next week. But again, why not just introduce him and have him come out for the match? I don't really get it. I don't know. And I don't really know who they can bring in to fit into the main event Mafia at this point either to replace Angle. I mean, there's really nobody.
Chico.
There's really nobody.
No, there isn't anybody. But, it's...
Unless the ghost of Andre the Giant is coming in to replace Kurt Angle, there's really nobody.
I would actually enjoy that.
Who wouldn't? I love ghosts.
I would, yeah. I would. I think that would... And then on Aces and Eights, because they need some members, they could get Coco Beware. Because he could hit his finisher on him. The Ghostbuster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
This just writes itself.
And he would have no trouble doing a Brainbuster / Ghostbuster on Andre. Coco Beware. Well,
the ghost of Andre.
Good point.
Jesus, Mo. Try to keep up here, huh? Let's be realistic here, huh?
good point. So that's it for TNA. TNA's a little bit confusing right now. Who knows what's going on there?
Nobody.
Including the people who work there.
I was just about to say, I think literally nobody.
Nobody.
I don't know. I mean, they really are still reeling from the Bruce Pritchard and everything, right? I mean, they haven't announced or done or publicly at least anything, you know.
To replace that position.
Yeah, like publicly kind of announced any changes to that. So you're really kind of in a holding pattern while you're trying to move forward, right? So it's tough. Even in the best of cases, right?
Well, plus they have Dixie Carter in charge.
Well, I mean, they have Dixie Carter as the president of the company.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that she's charge.
No, she is.
I'm just say retarded. But
no, she's in charge. I mean, just ask her. She's the one doing the promos, and you know, she's the one who sent us the press release and does the promo for the roster, and she ends it by saying, "See you next Tuesday."
Yeah. She's doing another Twitter thing.
Oh, good, because that always works for them. Fucking morons.
Yeah, when at first you don't succeed, try...
Fail to succeed again and again.
Yeah.
All right, so what's she doing on Twitter? Do you care?
I don't care. No, she's doing the same question-and-answer thing again. Yeah. The same thing that got her burned for the Jesse Sorensen.
Well, she probably blocked everybody before, and then so she's, you know, thinking she's not going to get any negative this time, and she probably will.
You think?
Yeah, let's send her a one saying, hey, dork face. We're not following her anyways, are we?
No, God, no.
So who cares? She can block us. Hey, dork face. What's going on with your company? You like that one?
You want me to do this?
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, let's actually send one live on the air. Let's send something, and let's make sure it is proper, that it is the right of that we follow the right guidelines to express how we feel to TNA and Dixie Carter, lovely woman and wonderful wrestling company, about our feelings on them. So what are you going to write?
Well, dork face is spelled C-U-N-T, right?
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Hi, Dixie. See you next Tuesday. Trick ass.
I think let's do this. Let's compose a tweet for her. A question we would like to ask her.
Okay, so what do you want to ask her?
I don't know. What do you want to ask her?
I want to ask her when Dakota Darso is coming back.
That's it, huh? That's the biggest...
That's the question, I think. Hey, when the fuck is Dakota Darso
coming back?
Coming back, you bitch.
excellent. Excellent.
Oh, now they're also having a tables match.
Yeah, I talked about that while you were up and leaving the room to let the dog in or whatever there.
Fuck.
Yep.
A tables match.
Yep, for 20
for
points.
For 20 points.
Yeah, featuring the guys that were supposed to be in the 5-on-5. Or most of them, some of them, Bound for Glory Series match.
That's right. Weren't they having a ladder match?
It's Mickey and Gail, who just faced each other for the tag title or for the women's knockout championship and don't get along. So they're tag team partners that don't get along in TNA. Against Velvet Sky and ODB.
In a ladder match?
I think so. Or maybe it's just a tag match. That's a Texas Tornado match.
Ah, Kerry Von Erich. So they have to get pilled up.
ODB probably already is.
You know who the special guest referee of the Texas Tornado match is?
Ooh.
Suicide.
Manic.
Hmm?
Manic.
Manic. Yeah. No, not Fritz.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think they're having for Bound for Glory another 20 points with like AJ and Jeff Hardy and
Austin Aries and
yeah, all the ladder matchy guys
yeah.
for 20 points. And then everybody else is in a 20-point
thing. Tables match.
Which, yeah, a tables match, which I think that was what they did last year. Didn't they have three of them, remember?
They did, yeah. They had three hardcore justice matches worth, a bunch of points.
20 points or something, or 10 points or whatever. And it was like, yeah, it was a ladder match, a tables match, and I don't even know, a chairs match? I don't
First Blood or something like that.
Some hardcore or whatever it was. So it seems like they may be doing that kind of thing again.
Yeah, it could be. It'll probably be a good show Thursday. Nevertheless, can you ask Dixie?
Yes.
When the fuck are you finally going to figure out how to promote wrestlers properly? No. When the fuck are you going to hire Gabe Sapolsky?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to put?
Hit. Tweet.
Tweet. That's the button you hit. Yes. Yes.
Done.
Is that what you asked? How did you ask it? What was the exact wording?
Let's see.
Riveting Radio.
Yes.
Well?
Dixie, will you fucking hire Gabe Sapolsky?
That's it?
Yeah.
See?
And I think I spelled Sapolsky wrong, too, which is awesome.
That's excellent. And then he should have ended up with see you next Tuesday. Because it's a Tuesday when we're recording this.
Why don't I just add to that?
Yeah, add to it. Yeah, add see you next Tuesday, but make sure the C is like a C and then a U and then next make the N capital, and Tuesday make that a capital.
No, I didn't do it. I did it normal because it's funnier this way.
Oh, okay.
Dixie, we fucking hire Gabe Sapolsky. See you next Tuesday.
You
cunt. Oh.
Excellent.
Yes. Excellent.
We'll see if it's not as good as when we sent that tout to WWE on the air when you were you were drunk and you stood up and went, "Hey WWE, suck this, motherfucker."
You are cocksuckers.
Yes, that's what you said, isn't it? Suck this, cocksuckers. That was great.
That's funny because it's true.
It's so true. And yes, he really did that. Oh, tout. That went nowhere.
No, I know. They mentioned tout in their earnings thing again.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least... But they haven't mentioned tout on...
like, once every 3 months, they'll mention it in an offhand manner. You know, and that's about it. But yeah, I think they lost $4.5 million on it or something last quarter.
Yeah, they had a little... I don't even remember what they had.
Pathetic.
It's like $5 million into it or something. I don't even remember.
Something like that. All right, so what... anything else you want to talk about here?
Well, let's see if we got any Twitter questions. Here, because I
had a big topic I wanted to bring up, a big question I wanted to bring up this week that should lead to some good discussion for a while. If you were to take somebody in the roster who's currently a heel and turn them babyface, what would you do?
That's tough.
Of course, I mean in TNA.
What?
All right, anyways, let's go back through SummerSlam unless you had something.
No.
Did you actually ask? Did he say to anybody?
I did. I haven't seen any yet. I literally typed it just before I called Dixie a cunt.
I wonder if she'll block
us. Put your topic through, and then we'll. Who cares? Put it to topic, and then.
Can always create a fake account to continue to hound her.
Well, no, we have. Mo at We Talk and Addy ADD WTW. So we're good.
All right, so
wrestling.
Going back, what do you do with Ambrose coming out of this? What do you do with RVD coming out of SummerSlam? Right.
It's tough. I mean, again, if you do a beatdown,
do you continue this?
If you keep the if you don't change titles at SummerSlam.
Okay. All these matches, some title has to change.
Well, yeah. Maybe Randy Orton's going to leave with the WWE title. That's why you don't change any of them, right? So then the one title change there, right?
Well, Curtis Axel, what the fuck's he doing?
He's watching.
Oh. He'll be on the panel.
He'll be on the piano. The perfect piano. But I don't know. I look at... you could keep them. These things could continue. I mean, I look at the U.S. title and I look at the World Heavyweight title and I look at it's on the same level.
Not quite.
So you could swap them out too. And even after they're done, if you do a couple pay-per-view things with this, you could put RVD against Del Rio and you could put Christian against Ambrose,
sure,
right?
Yes, yeah. Which is where we thought they were going months ago when he first debuted, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, there's options at least. Yeah. And that's the thing. With those four, you could just you do them for a couple of months, and then you swap the opponents over.
It's possible, sure.
Keeps you going until
the
end of the year.
How about Big Show and Henry versus The Shield? Do The Shield retain?
I would. I would do it, you know, some four to
DQ. The thing is, again, I don't know what you do with...
But they're not on the card either.
No, they will be.
Well, they should be, but they're not at this point. But, I mean, if they are, then... Or do you build... Do you wait till Night of Champions? I mean, that's...
Again, now that you have a babyface Mark Henry and a babyface Big Show, I don't know where you go with those guys.
Well, I mean, you could keep them as partners.
Well, that's the thing. I think you should. Because other than that, I don't know what you do with them. Unless, again, I guess you could... I mean, we can't see Del Rio versus Show. You could see Del Rio versus Henry.
That's true. We could do Del Rio against Henry. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
And Show and Ambrose.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, So there you go. Now you've got it booked until...
But, I mean, the Shield doesn't have, except for the Usos, there's no other team out there established for them next. Especially since the Usos went over on the Real Americans on Monday. Yeah, I mean, if they don't keep this going, then I don't know. I don't know what you do with the Shield. Again,
well, the Usos are winning. I mean, and then the Usos. I mean, the reason the Usos are winning is because of Total Divas right now.
Yeah.
So once that show, the bloom is off that rubble.
They're getting more of a reaction than they were, you know, because you put them on TV every single week, and you have them win more than they lose. They will start to get a reaction. They're starting to get a reaction. It's not huge, but they're getting something, which is not what they were getting before.
Yeah, they're getting better reaction. I think. I honestly, I mean, as much the problem, I guess, with it is it's almost like you painted yourself into a corner here when you put the tag titles on the Shield. It made sense to do it at the time. You know, we were like, okay, Shield gets the tag titles, but it seems like there's all these heel teams and then there's the Usos.
Yeah, which is why I still say the Shield turning babyface and taking on the Wyatt family probably happens sooner rather than later. I'd like to see them wait on it, but I think it happens sooner rather than later.
Yeah, Mania? Is that too far away?
That's too far away for them. That's where I would do it.
Yeah, that's where I would do it. And then I mean, because I could think of a million things to do in between.
Yeah, exactly.
With both.
Yeah, exactly. But they can't.
But in terms of the tag titles, right, do the Shield need the tag titles?
No,
so would it be that the Usos win, and then you've got Usos against, you could rumble against the primetime players, against the Shield, against the Real Americans,
sure.
And against the Wyatt family. I mean, all the teams are heels except for the Usos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's...
Which is why, again, do you keep... Well, and tons of funk, but who gives a fuck about them?
Oh, yeah, who gives a funk?
Yeah. Yeah, so which is why you have the other tons of funk, you know, Henry and Shaw. What do you do with Sandow and Rhodes? I mean, this one's kind of intriguing to me. I mean, I think Sandow retains. Sandow, I think you continue to push him up the card and win a little bit. So when he cashes in, it means something. But what do you do? So the real question, I think that's what you do. But for me,
what
do you do with Rhodes since you turned him and it hasn't worked the way it should?
Could you go Rhodes and Ambrose?
I think as far as the dynamic and the match, it's good. As far as the crowd, the way they would take to it, I don't know if that's so good.
Do you wait a bit on it? Because if you do want to turn the Shield baby faces, maybe you do Rhodes and Ambrose in October and able to turn the Shield in like November.
Yeah.
Because then come December, you can turn Cody back.
Do you know this every single time you said, put that person against Ambrose?
Yeah, I like Ambrose.
Well, you have to get in line behind the Ghost of Honor, the Giant.
That's true. But I mean, it's, you have Ambrose. I mean, to me, it's, all because these are mid-card, and to me the U.S. I mean, you can put them against Axel too.
Yeah.
Put Axel against Rhodes.
Yeah, I think that works. I think that works. Actually, Dusty's son versus Henning's son.
Perfect son.
I like that a lot. Yeah. The problem is again when I say I'm not talking so much. You're talking about who you put him against. I'm talking about how do you make him a star? How do you make him a babyface? The crowd gives a shit about coming out of this.
Yeah.
Especially when he loses.
It's a failed turn, right?
So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you can. I think you kind of cut your losses. He's got to flounder for a while and then turn heel.
Yeah.
It's like same with Ziggler.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, Ziggler's the ultimate in flounder anyway because Ziggler got over in spite of them. And then so they decided to turn him babyface and flounder him that way.
Yeah.
At least when he was a heel, he was getting babyface reaction. And they're like, shit, they like him. And they're going, despite the fact he's taken 947 brogue kicks, they love this guy.
Well, it's because everybody knew he was better than his push. And now that he's a babyface and he's still not getting the push, people are like, fuck it. Why do I even care?
Exactly. We tried and nothing. It's like Zack Ryder. You know what I mean? We tried and sorry. They don't want it, right? So That's fine.
Yeah, so, and I mean, again, that's, I mean, what do you do with Ziggler? I mean, I figure that feud again continues, but, I mean, where does Ziggler go? Does Ziggler go with Ambrose?
I think you put Ziggler with Ambrose. No, you put, I mean, again, I would put Ziggler with, I put Ziggler with Ryback.
How about Ziggler and Del Rio that we never really got?
No, I don't want to see that.
Good point. So Ziggler and Ryback. I'm okay with that, actually.
It's different. It's new.
It's new. Right? I like it. I think it would be far more interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got the bump machine for the big guy.
Yeah, exactly. It hasn't worked with Langston, but that's because they're fucking idiots. So, and then Langston, I think you just continue to have Langston and AJ just, you continue to put them over on guys like Rhodes and guys like those mid-card guys and build them up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just build them slowly and let them simmer there. And eventually AJ will go nuts or something and he'll turn, right? I mean, it's whatever. But I think that, yeah, Ziggler can bounce around for Ryback. Ryback's more mobile than Langston. Again, Ryback, though, I haven't really seen him. I said we talked about, I don't know, it was the last show of the week before, where he's starting to get that cocky swaggerness about him. I haven't really seen him since then. Yeah. So,
he still does that. He was doing that in the Battle Royal a lot.
Yeah, there you go. So, keep him going like that. You know what I mean? Like, just maybe they just need, again, they pushed him up. And it was too soon, and maybe now they just needed time to find their character. Shockingly, maybe they needed time to find a character and for the audience to get used to them and get to know them, like them or hate them, and then be able to form an opinion about saying that, yeah, I can take this guy going to a fucking thing. Imagine that.
Yeah, hard to believe.
Fuck, never work. Never work.
Okay, so... who's the next opponent for Del Rio and who's the next opponent for Christian then? Say Christian wins the belt or say both. If Christian wins the belt, who's the next opponent?
Actually, you know what I do? If Christian wins the belt, the next opponent I have would be Ryback.
Okay, that works for me. If Del Rio retains?
I'd probably put him against Ryback. No, put him against Ambrose. No. If he retains and you're not going with Christian... Then I go with RVD.
Okay. Now, if they both lose, who's their next guy? Ambrose, I think, for Christian made sense. So if Del Rio loses and he's not getting a rematch right away, who's his next guy?
I see what you mean, like a non-title-y kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then...
I still think RVD.
I was going to say, you could still do RVD with it. You could do... could do like a, I don't know, Sin Cara just seems like. How long did Sin Cara sign for?
I think another 6 months or something. A year. I think it was like a 3-year deal.
Was it? Yeah. And it was 2 years ago for sure.
Yeah.
Well, a little more than 2 years ago, yeah. But that summer when we saw him, right? Mm-hmm. 2 years ago now.
It was around WrestleMania time that it all happened. So
when they signed, it was all around WrestleMania time, and then he debuted. Yeah, didn't he debut like right after WrestleMania?
Pretty close,
that was like
yeah.
The thing. Yeah, that's yeah. Right. That's right.
So yeah, I mean, all right. Let's just move on. We probably don't see Lesnar after this. I mean, we probably don't even see him till what about
Mania?
Four weeks out from Mania.
Yeah, just in February or you
which
know,
which sucks
because kind of
you know he's great and I like him on TV, but we won't see him. They got to stop wasting a match with him at Extreme Rules next year. They got to make it SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, Mania. Got to, you know.
Unless they could do the appearance, unless they can cut a deal where he makes an appearance at the Rumble,
yeah.
You know, and that counts as an appearance, not as you know what I mean. So
it's true.
But again, Heyman now.
Yeah. So where do you go with Heyman? So, where do you go with CM Punk after this?
Well, we'll start with Heyman. Heyman has Axel. I give Heyman...
One more. He needs one more guy.
Or a tag team or another guy. Wade Barrett can go with Heyman.
Okay. That'd be interesting.
I mean, it's, you know, why not?
Well, I mean, if you look at Curtis Axel, they took a guy completely off the radar and gave it to him. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do.
Right, so I don't know I don't know if you do that again.
Yeah.
Or if you give him Bo Dallas.
You know. Who knows, yeah.
But, I mean, Bo Dallas is a guy, if Bo Dallas can be a heel, then...
He gets that John Cena reaction in NXT.
Yeah, I know, but he can't talk. So,
I don't know, that interview, that promo he did when they signed the contract with Langston was awesome.
It was. That was his only good one that I've ever seen. Yeah. Other than when, you know, we part said, of it is hi, it's, well, hey, it's Bo Dallas.
Well, that's part of it is he's too...
stalking?
No, he was stalking us at Royal Rumble. Every time we turned a corner, he was there.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, he's the smiling, forced smile baby face, which is part of the reason he probably can't cut a good promo. I mean, the one time we saw him cut a good promo, it wasn't practice. It was practice, serious. But it was serious. Yeah, it wasn't, you know, nothing forced. Didn't feel forced. So, yeah, I mean, I think Lesnar, I think Punk versus Axel, I don't like.
I don't like it either.
So I just don't know where you go with CM Punk after this. I mean, you would think immediately he goes into whoever has the world title. I also could give a shit about Punk versus Orton, though. And you're going to have Daniel Bryan there. If Del Rio retained Punk versus Del Rio, I don't see that being any good. So the problem is, again, you have so few guys at Punk's level that there isn't that guy for him to take on after Lesnar. His last two opponents, Lesnar, Jericho, Undertaker, you know, his last three, there's nobody else at that level.
Is Jericho coming back?
Not for a while.
Yeah, so... I don't... Does he go through the lull of a newly... Where does Heyman go? Heyman goes with... A new heel.
Yeah.
Kofi.
That'd be interesting.
And you have Kofi versus Punk.
See, that I would love.
Yeah. Would Punk, because they ride in the bus together.
They're literally best friends on the road.
They're besties.
They're besties. They are. Like you and me.
What? Every time you're over, I'm scrubbing.
I'd be scrubbing.
SOS.
All right.
But no, I think you turn Kofi heel, like put that. Him with Heyman, and you have Kofi and Punk.
I like that. Done. I mean, it's probably not going to happen, but I like that a lot. Yeah. All right.
I mean, they got nothing else. You're right.
Yeah. Let's get the hell out of here. Before we do, though, I mean, do you have a big announcement to make?
Do I have a big announcement?
Yeah. Big news.
Yes.
Personal big news that you want to make.
We are going to be watching Summerfest at my house.
That's not it. Come on. Huge news. There's something very important happened in your life. And I think we should just, you know, I want to congratulate you. So let's.
Okay.
It's almost 9 months now is what I'm saying.
I have herpes.
No, it's.
Oh, well,
that too. But I didn't want to congratulate you for that.
But yes, it's been nine. Oh, we were almost at 9 months, or three quarters of the way through the year.
Yeah.
And my New Year's resolution is still intact.
Not be an asshole.
I am not an asshole.
Yeah. You're a prick, but never an asshole.
I may be a prick, but I am not an asshole. Not like you, who enjoys pricks and assholes. I am only a prick.
But as evidence just now, never an asshole.
Ever. Been tough.
Yeah, it's been tough. Yeah.
But yeah, we're three quarters of the way through the year. I can't wait till next year's New Year's resolution.
Yeah. What's that going to be?
To be an asshole.
Oh, fuck.
Then it's on.
All right. Other than that, give out the relevant information and let's leave.
Okay, I'm not an asshole.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, give out the other. Oh. Then we'll go OUT as soon as you give out. We're gonna give out the relevant information. Then we'll make like a tree and leave.
It's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
What?
I said that at work today.
What was it in Back to the Future? He would get it wrong. What was it he would say?
What, make like a tree and go away?
Yeah, something like that. It's like awesome. All right, seriously, OUT, say your
story. But yes, we're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, and get a whole bunch of information on Facebook about us and like us and be part of the We Talk Wrestling community there on Facebook. WeTalkWrestling.com is the website. You can go Stitcher for the mobile device, and you can listen to We Talk Wrestling on Stitcher. You can download that. You can also download the Podomatic app and listen to us there. iTunes, that's a great place to do things. iTunes, you can go to iTunes and you can leave some feedback.
I think that iTunes is a future.
Yes, I think so. So we should go there and write comments about us that are good and rate us and things like that and subscribe to the podcast there if you are not already. So I think that's it. Addie, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com is our email. So you can listen, you can shoot us an email there, and we will read it on the air if we like it. If we don't, I will just email you back and say you're stupid.
And we will fill you in next week. Let's just check Twitter before we leave and see if Dixie has given a response to our intelligent question.
Fuck off, you dirty bastard, it says.
So she's met you, huh?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But, okay, yeah, we better...
We'll give you an update next week as to what she said.
That's what we'll do. We'll update it next week because she has yet to respond, but she couldn't be online. We don't have any Twitter questions right now, but I threw that up kind of late, so I apologize. That's my fault. I was doing what we were doing the show. So maybe we'll get some for next week. So...
Or for
that's going to do it.
For post-Sunday, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Sunday at the with the man they call B might even join us there.
That'd be awesome. And our producer?
No.
No?
No. No. The SummerSlam going to be in L.A. The producer also going to be in L.A.
Oh, that makes sense.
Lethbridge, Alberta. Anyway, that's going to do it. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
We really should have also, I think we should have just, like, thanked all the listeners for listening.
Fuck them.